We've got the Padres, we've got the Phillies. Aaron Nola would be taking the hill for the Phillies. He'd be up against Jolys Chacín. Let's take it to the bottom of the third, Odubel Herrera at the plate.
1-2, breaking ball, strike three call. Boy, Herrera kind of double takes, looks out at Chacín there, and now back at Winters. The swing and a miss by Blanco. He strikes out. 0-2, strike called. Another breaking ball, and it's in for a strike, and Chacín strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go the Phillies.
Playing for the Phillies, you know?
Oh, yeah. 2-2, swinging a drive. Deep left field. That ball is long gone. Goodbye, about 20 rows back. Mike Franco, a solo home run here. It is his 13th home run of the season, and the Phillies have a 1-0 lead, channeling some of that contact from where you saw him those years ago.
2-1 pitch, swing and a high fly ball, well hit, right center field, long run, Herrera in the alley. He's going to pull up at the wall, and that ball bangs off the wall as it's going to tie the game. Suárez around second, he's trying for third, the relay by Blanco, and he is safe at third base. An RBI triple for Carlos Suárez, and he has tied the game 1-1 here in the top of the seventh. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch, swung on, lined it to right, a base hit. And in to score is Suárez, and the Padres have taken a 2-1 lead. A single by Austin Hedges on an 0-2 fastball, and it's 2-1 San Diego. There's a swing by Williams. He hits one down the left field line, pretty deep, going over in the corner, and we didn't see it. And it's a foul catch by Cordoba in the corner. Now we're getting a look on a replay. He's leaping along the wall, very, and he catches it.
Very athletic play right there.
1-1 the pitch, swinging a little squibber on the infield to short. Ibar's got it, feed second, and that's the ball game. Phillies fall again by one run. The offense limited to just one run today, and only four hits as the Padres come from behind and beat the Phillies today 2-1.
Pete McKinnon and the Phillies unable to pull it off against the Padres on Saturday as they lose 2-1. Here's McKinnon on the loss.
We're trying to find answers for the future, and Nola really stepped it up after he was challenged, as you know, and he really rose to the occasion, and he's been lights out ever since. He looks more aggressive. He's attacking hitters better. His changeup has been outstanding. He's thrown a lot of real good changeups that he's been working on since early this year. He's showed real good location, not only with his fastball, but with his curveball. And when you're locating all your pitches with that increased velocity that he's gotten, he's been effective. Plus the fact that he's keeping the ball down at the knees and below. You know, the base hit to right field, the 0-2, he just elevated that fastball and that kid poked it into right field. But that's a big thing. Command of all his pitches. Really good to see. Once again, I think some of our players tend to overswing and they come out of their mechanics. And I think that has something to do with it. And he had good pitches to hit and just missed them. It boils down to that. Two or three fastballs he had to hit and he missed them.
The Padres have now won five of their last six. The Phillies are riding a five-game losing streak. Jolys Chacín improves to 8-7. He goes 6 1/3, allowing one run on three hits and strikes out six. Series wraps up on Sunday. Trevor Cahill will take the mound for the Padres. He'll face the Phillies' Jared Eichhoff.